This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Republicans say they have a plan for cutting state government that could save people money. KUNC's Chaz Sisk took a look at the numbers.
Think of this as a wish list of things that Republicans in the state legislature would like to do. Their ideas include rolling back bag fees and the taxes on gas and cigarettes, and overhauling Coloradans' protections against faulty construction. Some would say families just a few dollars a year.
But it's a bigger policy conversation that we're asking people to engage in.
That's Paul Lundeen, the top Republican in the state Senate.
We are seeking to turn the conversation from what can we do to make state government healthier and happier and have every last nickel it can get its hands on, to a policy conversation that says what can we do to put money back into the pocketbooks of the people of Colorado.
But Republicans would need buy-in from Democrats, and that means convincing them to repeal the programs paid for with these fees or find a new way to fund them. I'm Chaz Sisk reporting from the state capitol.
Reports to the student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last semester. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Reports were up 23% in the fall semester compared to fall 2023. The program received more than 15,000 reports. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school safety concerns involving staff. December reports included a person reported a student shared their plans to run away. The student was located and the school teams are working with the family to support the student. Another person reported a student threatened to harm other students in class. School teams investigated, notified parents, and the student is receiving counseling services. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This evening, President Biden delivers a farewell address wrapping up his presidency. That starts at 6. You can listen on the air and with the Colorado Public Radio app. This is CPR News and KRCC.